Please.
Item 993, accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $3,400,000 from the Office of Lead Hazard Control and Healthy Homes of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for lead hazard reduction and healthy homes activities.
Colleagues, this is what I believe is a straightforward item to accept on behalf of the City of Portland, a grant from the HUD Office of Lead Hazard Control and Healthy Homes for the reduction of lead paint and healthy homes hazards in the amount of $3,400,000. These federal resources have been provided to the City of Portland since 1998 and helped to address lead paint hazards in nearly 1,800 homes and protect over 3,000 young children from lead poisoning in our community. This additional allocation grant fund, grant funds will be available to low-income households citywide and are expected to address lead and environmental hazards for approximately 195 families with small children. Resources will be provided as grants to assist households, which will be administered directly by the Housing Bureau staff. Approximately $900,000 in required match resources will be provided from the Portland Water Bureau to conduct education and outreach to households about lead hazards in homes and enroll them in the HUD-funded grant program. Additionally, about 40% of assisted homes will be assessed for other environmental hazards such as radon, asbestos, and indoor moisture issues that can cause or exacerbate asthma. Andrea Mathiason is again here from the Housing Bureau. In addition to Bureau leadership, should anybody have any questions?
Mayor,
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to make a very brief comment. I am proud that the Water Bureau will contribute, as the Mayor said, approximately $900,000 to support this grant. Since 2001, this is the sixth time the Portland Water Bureau has used funds as a local match to help the Housing Bureau secure a HUD grant for the Lead Hazard Control Program. The Portland Housing Bureau's Lead Hazard Control Program is an essential component of the Water Bureau's requirement to comply with the federal lead and copper rule. And the Portland Water Bureau is excited to continue our coordinated lead hazard reduction work with the Portland Housing Bureau, serving those in our community that are most vulnerable to lead exposure from paint and dust in older homes. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I'd like to just mention one other thing of Secretary Dr. Ben Carson.
I'm sorry, and who are you?
Kurt Krieger, Housing Bureau Director, and thank you for the prompt. This is actually extremely good news because this is a discretionary grant. We compete for this grant against other cities across the country every year, and while we have been successful in doing so, this was one year where if I were a betting person, and I'm not, I would have bet odds on that we wouldn't have received it. The fact that we did shows that the HUD is not retaliating against Portland, which I think is important for you to know. It is also the single portion of the HUD budget that Secretary Carson persuaded OMB to increase, partly because he recognizes that lead, elevated levels of lead in the blood are problems for children learning and cognitive abilities. So we have our work cut out for us because there's a lot of money that needs to be deployed quickly, and Andrea is responsible for that.
Excellent. Thanks, Kurt. Thanks, Andrea. Colleagues, any further questions? Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
You Daly.
Well, always nice to get a little good news out of the federal government. Aye.
Fritz.
I'm glad both they and we are doing the right thing in this particular instance. Aye. Thank you.
Fish.
Sorry. Fish. Nice work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, and good luck with the implementation. Next item.